It had been the coldest October for years. Nobody could escape the wind's icy breath, which somehow managed to squeeze through even the thickest of scarves. Puddles froze. Pipes burst. People wobbled around on frosty pavements with their arms stuck out, as if they were pretending to be aeroplanes. Schools closed early for half term, and children cheered. Aveline Jones sat in her mum's car and heaved a sigh that said more about her melancholy mood than words ever could. While a few days off school would normally have been cause for a major celebration, her plans for doing a lot of not a lot had been scuppered. And now fate was taking her to a different place altogether. A place that threatened to be even colder than the frozen city she'd left behind. Malmuth. Her mum had told her that it could get bitterly cold by the sea, and Aunt Lillian's house was apparently so close to the shore that the windows were crusted with salt. The thought made Aveline wince. That's why her suitcase groaned under the weight of scarves, coats, bobble hats, woolly jumpers, thermal fleeces, thick socks, boots and gloves. She'd even brought her zebra onesie, which didn't normally make an appearance until December. Aveline stared gloomily out of the car window as the countryside passed by in a bleak blur. They must be getting close to Malmuth by now, she thought. Though seeing the weary expression on her mum's face, she resisted the temptation to ask how much further they had to go.